Here we go. Tavrishayin Gimel. The Rama says in this Arev Ner Chanukah Aser Bahana B'Shar Neiros. Afilu Echab Elef Lo Batal Davi Davrishal Minyan. So if you have one Chanukah candle that you're not allowed to use, it gets mixed up with other candles. So normally we say Chad B'Trei Batal. We would say if there's two Mutter ones and one Aser one, so we would say Chad B'Trei Batal. However, since the Chanukah candles are a Davrishal Minyan, that even a place where they sell Chanukah candles by weight, even in a place where they sell candles by weight, still, Chanukah candles, you count when you sell them. So therefore, they have a davar shel minyan, and therefore it's important. So it would not be batel. So therefore, ela yavik min ataruvas kol kach shabavadei ner shel heter dolik im ner shel iser va'azmat lishtamish atzlan. So therefore, if you find yourself in such a situation where your candle, which is aser bahana, got mixed up with a lot of, your Chanukah candle got mixed up with a lot of other candles, so just light a lot of candles, so that for sure, when you are benefiting from the candles, you'll definitely be benefiting from a non-aser candle when you're benefiting from all the light together, because it's not like you're benefiting just from that aser candle. You could say that you're really benefiting from the rest of them, and that's what the Mishnah Berurah says, because that's what we do when we light a shamish. We have the shamish next to all the other candles, and we don't say, oh, it's like you're using all the candles. No, it's like you're using the one that you're allowed to use. So to here, as long as you light a lot of candles, you can say you're using the one that you're allowed to be using. Siv Beis, hadlaka osa mitzvah. The Gemara discusses whether the mitzvah of Neres Chanukah is to place them or to light them. So we say the mitzvah is to light them, and therefore the nafkamina of that is lefichach im kabsa kodem sha'avar zmana eino zakakla. Once you've lit the candles, even if they go out, even within the half hour time period, you do not need to light it again because you have fulfilled your mitzvah. However, when you light the Chanukah candles, it needs to be that, says the Ber Halacha, that it had enough oil in it to last the amount of time that it needs to last. So you have to have at least a half hour of oil in there, but if it goes out before that, you're still yotze the mitzvah. If a wind blew it out, so then, because you put it in a place where you knew that it was possible for the wind to blow it out, so then that is a problem, and you need to light it. You need to light it again, says the Mishnah Berurah, in a place where there is not a lot of wind. Because putting it in a place where the wind was blowing is like putting a candle with not enough oil to last. Meaning, if you know for sure that it's not going to last, then that's not considered to be lighting a Chanukah candle. It's only if you had the potential to last for the half hour, but then something happened and it went out, so that's when you would be fine. But even when you relight it, says Mishnah Berurah, you would not light it with a bracha. And Pashat says in Mishnah Berurah that if you see that it's going to go out quickly, based on the way that you lit the candle, like you see that it's going out quickly, so then you're for sure not yotze, and you need to light it again after it goes out. So you just need to pay attention to what's going on. If you've lit it in the proper fashion, so then you'll be fine, but otherwise not. And this is where you have an issue with the boxes when we light outside, either in America or Eretz Yisrael, if you light in those glass boxes. So when you open the door to light it, it could be that the wind is blowing there, and the candles are going to go out. So that's a problem. So that's why the poskim discuss whether that's okay or not. So the Maril Diskin says that you can't do that. It has to be in a place where the wind isn't blowing, even if you're lighting in a box. But all the other poskim say that it's fine because you know that you're going to close it anyway, and it's very unlikely that it's going to go out, et cetera, et cetera. So that's why the minhag olam is to do it that way. But some people have a special box where you light it from the bottom or from the top, so the wind won't be blowing on those candles when you light.